Okay, I'm recording.
You know what I just thought of?
You're not speaking to the microphone, honey.
Do you know what I just thought of?
Please tell me. It sounds like you're modulated. Maybe you just have a high voice.
Does it still sound like that?
No, I think it's just, I think it's fine.
Wait, so do you want to see what I thought of?
Yeah, tell me. Wait.
Here, will you hold my mic?
Can you hear this?
I can hear it.
Okay, so it's recording on here, so you can play this whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, I'm funny. I'll do something.
Okay, okay, good.
Hold my mic.
Hold my mic. Okay. Oh. Oh. Oh, my God, bitch.
Remember Life with Mac?
Mac with Mac. How's she doing? Do you want to? Oh, no, Mama. Is there darkness?
Destitute?
No, she's a teenager. Well, I mean, teenagers can be destitute, but.
Well, I mean, it's just like.
She seemed fine. She had La Croix, you know what I mean? Like, that's. Like she had La Croix money.
Everyone from pre-pandemic YouTube is probably dead, right?
Dead or...
Or Shane Dawson.
Dead or better off dead, honey, if you're Shane Dawson. Fucked his cat. What?
He also did blackface.
Well, yeah, but I feel like...
Which is worse?
Honestly, the cat.
The blackface.
But I think people... Oh, socially.
It has a bigger impact on the world.
I think that not... I think that if you ask my mother... Who's Shane Dawson? She would say, who? She wouldn't be like, oh, the guy.
We need to get your mom on this.
Oh my God, Mama.
Remember how last time we were like, all we talked about was your mom.
I know. I don't even remember. That time has come and gone. This is living. This is what I call living. From the single worst musical ever written. There's an onion piece on this, and I'm terrified. I'm flicking it over to your side. Because the onion is not caramelized. They just threw it on.
It's Domino's. What the fuck did you... I'm sorry.
You know what?
I, like, thought that I would be funny if I was, like, mean, but now that I'm hearing my own voice...
You hear yourself being rude to me?
Like such a cunt.
You're being rude to a disabled trans woman. I hope you know that. Okay, what? I don't think we should rehash Shane Dawson.
I'm sorry, but like, I'm gonna be mean to you because, you know, when you're as beautiful as I am, you don't need to do anything right. You can just be bad.
People with misophonia.
It's called pretty privilege. Look it up.
Oh my God.
No,
You are.
Do you think I have pretty privilege?
You are beautiful, but
no.
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 No. That's just stolen, but that's okay.
Everything we do is stolen.
I know.
But we have to steal good stuff. That's the thing.
Are you going to do a land acknowledgement? I don't think that...
Well, I mean, I can.
Right. Lenape.
But is it... We're on Lenni Lenape, specifically. I know that.
Thank you for being clear.
But it's like also like...
But like, who are we to...
a comedy thing?
Who are...
Like, make it... Does that mean like
we're not signaling?
We are not trying to make fun of this.
No, no, no. Of course not.
I mean, so what? My one friend, who I will not name.
Thank you. I won't bleep
it. He is the child of a person. I don't know. Who cares?
Notable figure.
I don't want to get back to people.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. Okay.
Yeah, notable figure.
Notable figure. And
do.
The world.
Okay.
In the world. Wait, we're in the world.
What the fuck were we doing?
We're in Mac's world. Mac's life.
What were we doing?
Do you think Mac, life with Mac, do you think she has Mac makeup?
I guess.
Do you think she got a sponsorship? Oh, right. We were somewhat.
I don't even know what this friend, I remember who this friend is, but I don't know what I was going to say they told me.
About land acknowledgements?
Oh, land acknowledgements. Shit, this is all going to get cut, isn't it? Did you even start the timer?
It's going, Mama. We're recording.
The timer or the recording?
There's no timer.
Okay, so I think we should do like a concentrated burst of 30 minutes. So he said that like land acknowledgements actually did lead to more substantive change and like actually worked in making community with the indigenous people in Baltimore. Like,
oh, well.
And the indigenous community is there with Center Stage. I don't know. You can keep that.
Well, Center Stage seems like a...
That could be decent, anything.
I mean, as far as institutions
in Lakewood,
go,
Ohio.
Not Lakewood, not. Excuse me.
And
I'm gonna choke and die.
I think land acknowledgements are good.
Okay.
I don't want to like lie and say that they're like better than like, I don't know, like reparations or land back. Like
well, porque no los dos, as they say.
No, it's like, I think it's a good step because I really don't think that like, I brought up land back at Christmas last year.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas 2021.
Wait, with your parents?
And my brother almost lost his shit. He was like, what are we going to do?
Oh, he was like, listen, listen.
How can we give it back to them?
He was like, all the shade, I'm sorry.
He was like, Israeli.
But I want to own a house with my husband.
I mean, it's also like, I don't my think husband. Land back necessarily
oh,
means.
Husband.
Like
clearly,
you
the,
don't have a place to live.
We're not making light
Maybe
of.
Paul,
she is pissed.
I am surprised that she doesn't already own property.
Would you mind? I'm a little tied up. Would you mind grabbing? Well, you start too. I'm sorry. You know what? Well, if you fill the time, I'm gonna grab a drink. Club Monte.
Well, which one of us is funnier? Yeah. No, you need. We need to talk about this before you can even.
Oh
help.
My god.
Which one is of us is funnier?
Okay. You're funnier, but I am, I think, by ratio. I think I'm funnier with the people that I hang. I'm funnier than the people that I hang. I'm more funny than the people I hang out with than you are the people you hang out with. But you hang out with gay people all the time. And
wait, so you think that you're the funniest in your friend group?
Well, I'm the funniest in my program, obviously, because everyone else there is...
Lobotomized.
Fully lobotomized. Well, we're not being clear, you know? We don't have to, like, say where it is.
Yeah, she's at...
Oh, you dare.
Sweetbriar Mental Institution.
Oh, my God.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm institutionalized.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I'm way funnier than those, like, dead brains.
Have you ever thought that you're living Blanche DuBois' life?
Fantasy? A Blanche DuBois fantasy, if you will.
No, I mean, that's what you're doing. You were traumatized by a man, and then now you're in a mental institution. But
she ended up in the institution.
She gets shipped off by that.
Who's Stella, though? Are you gonna scream it? No.
Stella.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of?
Wait.
Stella Nobis, baby. Oh my god. Oh my god, are you okay?
No. I was gonna try. Okay.
I have to poop.
So,
oh wow, you're walking with it. You're doing. I gotta reduce my levels.
So I think
oh,
that
bitch. This recording is brought to you by Club Monte. This single
okay.
Beverage.
Let's quickly recount the ending of A Streetcar Named Desire. You know, this show should be about Tennessee Williams.
Tennessee Williams is a faggot, and I will not hear. I will not hear any. Any claim to the contrary.
I mean, so what I think about Tennessee Williams is that he was not always right, but he was interesting enough at the time. You know, like, I don't
right.
stand
well,
by everything
if you were,
he
like,
did.
Even 2% gay in that era, people were like, wow, this cat's got some real pizzazz. You know?
I just think the racial politics of some of his...
Oh, yeah, no.
Fucked up.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Or just, like...
Like, this is not like a,
That's not a hot take.
No. I'm not like, how do you say this? I'm not going to like, apologize for, no, wait. I'm not going to like, what's the word where you're like, oh, it's okay because it was back then?
You're not a Tennessee Williams. I'm not an apologist.
I'm not an apologist, but I feel like unless you were like Tennessee Williams, oh no, fuck me. Unless you were like August Wilson, all your plays are going to be racist. Like, I'm not saying it's okay.
Well, what about James Baldwin?
Well, okay, James Baldwin, well, mostly a novelist.
Yeah, but he wrote plays. He wrote
well,
everything.
So did Neil Hurston.
Yeah. So do you think her stuff was racist too?
No, I was just like
only
people.
No, I know.
I guess people know those people just as much as they do yeah. August Wilson, but
August Wilson is.
But he was also
as
like
a playwright.
Also, his plays are set earlier than when he was writing. So it just makes me think like he was like
a contemporary.
He's been alive. He's been alive for 100 years. Pittsburgh, shout out. Well,
but like, so at the end of Streetcar Named Desire, she.
That's so good. Do you want to sip?
Stanley Kowalski.
Kind of tastes like leaf water. In a good way.
Ooh, fizzy leaf water.
It's actually not that sweet, which I love.
There's a little bit of funky aftertaste.
Oh, which yeah.
Makes me want to.
Mama, one sip of this.
My jeans.
One sip of this and you're up all night. You're DJing all night, mama. Yeah, hit that drum.
How do I make it, like, more funky sound?
Mm-hmm.
No, this sucks. Cut this.
No.
I can't figure it out.
Well, just, like,
I can't play around.
There's a pitch bend.
It just needs to be more.
It needs to be, like, here, look. Okay, whatever.
I mean, I just feel like...
What happens at the end
if
of...
You're going to have nondescript sound.
A Streetcar Named Desire.
It needs to be, like, actually funny. Like...
Like...
Yeah, pretty much. It needs to be a fart noise.
This honestly tastes like sticks, and I love it. I love that for it. Have you had...
The end of Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah.
At the end of A Streetcar Named Desire,
mm-hmm.
Stanley Kowalski does some not good things to Blanche DuBois.
That's so bad.
His sister-in-law, who's been staying with him. And so then sick. She like is like traumatized and like, I'm having a nervous breakdown. Like, he's having a nervous breakdown, which like is what happens to every woman in a Tennessee Williams play. I mean, yeah. Especially young women.
My English teacher.
Because his sister got lobotomized.
Oh my god.
I think. Yeah, she did. Then a doctor comes and takes her away to an institution.
That's evil.
And she delivers the famous line, "I've always relied on the kindness of strangers."
Which I can also say about myself. Now, in that play, apparently a beer bottle explodes, and my high school English teacher was like, "That's a penis ejecting semen." And we were like scandalized. We were like, "Oh my god, you are like a 55-year-old woman. Like, stop." Like, oh my gosh, no one does that. Who does that? No one does that here. Meanwhile, I'm at home sucking cum out of my dick 5 hours a day.
Sucking it out, wow.
Sucking cum out of my dick.
With a straw and then you
I was flexible and skinny and I could fit the head of my penis in my mouth. So
so you have an Otto Felicio story too.
I do. Don't we all though?
No.
You don't? You're lying. How could you lie to these people on the podcast?
Maybe I'm just not very flexible.
Can I have another slice of pizza?
Do I have to bitch? Okay, fine.
I'm gonna narrate. They're walking over. Oh, we should introduce ourselves at some point. The poppers. The garlic poppers.
One piece or two?
I'll take two if there's left. Oh, that's fine. I'll deal.
What was the plan? Should we have a plan?
No.
It's getting away from us.
Mama, it was away from us before we...
Is this going to be easier to edit?
Yes. No, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to take another hit. Okay. And then...
Should we, like...
We begin in earnest.
Should I play, like... What's the, Isn't that, like...
Like what?
The, It's like the Wizard of Oz.
Maybe I would have recognized it if you had played it actually like well.
Oh my god.
Damn, I can't stop being cunty.
You're so rude. I feel like that's our dynamic though, on the air at least. But also in real life. I was like taking an autistic break. I was taking a sensory break, and you were like, "Are you gonna go get? Excuse me. Are you gonna go get the equipment, or do I have to?" And I was like, "I am taking a break."
I was fine going to go get it. I was just going to ask so I wouldn't have to sit here while you sat it up for like an hour.
It did not take an hour.
It took so long. I was starving.
Oh my god! Do you want to do the technical stuff?
No.
Then
okay,
zip the lip.
So once we introduce ourselves, sis, the 30 minutes are on and we gotta be
okay. Well, let
making
me
it rain.
Do you have your phone so you can turn the timer? Oh, I have my watch.
Yeah,
I'll do it on my watch. It's Apple Watch. I don't know if you've seen it.
How could you even like trust me to do anything
even
technical?
Like, how could you even like help so much for the patient? Okay.
I'm a sexy baby.
What is Katya say? She's like,
I'm a young developing woman, and I'm just not gonna apologize for that.
Also,
I refuse to quote.
I know, and that's a cheap trick to steal. But stealing is good.
Well, we haven't started yet, so
okay, hold on.
You can maybe cut this.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Every time I say,
welcome,
please cut this, I feel
I
like
know. We're 50.
That's me asking you
Let's
to keep
see.
It in.
We're like an hour into the recording. Just kidding.
No.
We're like 5 minutes in, but
no, what are we actually?
Welcome, bitch. You found it. You're here.
Oh, thank you for coming to Nathy Peluso's office hours.
Oh, Nathy Peluso's office hours. We are two crusty academics who Nathy hired to field questions from the gay and lesbian community.
The gay and lesbian community. Oh, sorry. Oh, trans people.
So
trans
I'm her research
people.
Assistant.
What am I? Am I like the little library? Am I like the
you be her secretary?
Am I a library lackey? Oh baby, do I get a boob job?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is Nathy Peluso. Nathy Peluso's or Nathy Peluso office hours? Like, is it possessive or?
I
N period poo.
Don't
period
know.
Poo.
Damn it. Wow, I
right,
thought
I started
was
the timer.
Funny,
my name is Anna.
Oh God.
Oh, what's her name?
Nathy. Okay, so
your
Nathy
name,
Peluso office hours.
Your name is not Nathy though.
No. I'm Nathy's graduate assistant.
Right.
And
I'm Nathy's secretary and I've got a big rack of milky breasts.
My name is Edwina
Baxter.
<Adamford. laughs> My name is Edith Baxter.
Edith. No, girl, do not. My pronouns.
You should be.
You know what? Just figure it out from
Egbert
context.
Egbert sus man. Sus woman.
Oh my god! If they sus person.
I. How would they ever?
We need to get famous before they hear it, so that they're like, "Ah, wow, so funny! Like, wow, I'm in it." You know, instead of like, "Wow, like, I can't believe." I can't believe they would do that.
I can't believe they would gossip about us. But I don't know.
Well, I was invited
I do it
to
from
the wedding.
Love. You were? Oh my god!
No, I was not.
Oh my god! So, like, fuck them, right?
I know.
Wait, did it already happen, or is it happening?
I have no idea.
But I wonder if you know.
My friend Kristen, who's who's like not as close to them as I was.
Who was
Kristen?
Oh,
she's like. In the wedding party or something.
Well, maybe they got
closer. I don't
know.
She's like a better friend. No, she's like a better friend than I am.
Maybe they got closer after you graduated.
Possibly.
I don't know. You talked
I
to Kristen.
I slept in her bed. I slept in Eddie's bed and it was stained.
Okay.
There
you
were
talked
stains.
To Kristen like frequently.
Yeah.
Ask her what ask her
oh
why.
My god. Such a good. You should have her on the pod.
Oh my god. Oh wait, bitch. Oh no, that's what we gotta do. We gotta get her to come on and give us the deeds. Tell us.
Yeah.
Was Jellyman Skeleton there?
She probably was. That's what's sick about it. It's like she probably was and I was not invited. You know?
Well, you know, who knows what's I don't have any friends outside of Philadelphia.
What do you think about Emily in Paris? Do you think it's evil?
I just don't care.
My
about
mom's
it.
Like, oh my god, Emily in Paris.
There was someone who I was having sex with who
no
It was either before we had sex or like after. Maybe we were getting dinner.
Was he like, I'm going to turn it on, but just in the background.
He had things on. He also had Love is Blind on. I think he was just like a person who watched what was
Love is Blind.
Like, he's in law school.
No.
I mean, I think he might have graduated already.
My dead name?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Can I say it?
Oh, if you want to.
His name is Taylor. I think that the people who are in the know of who we are will enjoy that.
It's a little fun detail.
But, like, I guess we could just gossip this entire time.
I mean, that's the thing, is, like, other podcasts, like, they have voices and bits and stories. We're just gonna spill the proverbial mate. Do you think that it's... Oh, my gosh, I was
watching... Make some noise!
I was watching, like, a recap of... Love Island or something, or some show where like you have to get engaged, and then like the drama is at the wedding, whether both of them say I do or whether someone's like I don't, and then it's like,
yeah, that's Love is Blind.
That is so funny.
But I don't. It doesn't really relate to like the. I mean, Love is Blind is just like proves that like being on a TV show for love would never work.
It's so true.
Like.
You know what they say, love is blind.
I feel like for
that's a, the room reference. Shows,
if they really want us to believe, mm-hmm. you know, people are falling in love, which it's weird how much money they do trying to convince us that. For sometimes,
people with misophonia are gonna riot when they listen to this.
Oh, sorry.
I'm autistic and I have misophonia. Can you stop?
I'm sorry.
I can say that because I'm autistic. Self-diagnosed, though.
Maybe you should put it like one of those. Oh my God, we should be ASMR. Okay, but so, oh. Was I even talking? Okay, well, I guess it's gone.
No. We were gossiping, and then Love is Blind. Love is Blind.
How are they? They need to be trying harder to convince us that this is real. Like, because they're failing. Like, I mean, well, why do they just, I don't know. I guess it didn't seem real. Like, it's like when they say, I don't at the end.
Oh my God, that's a pretty so big funny.
Sign that none of this is real. That they're just people being like, whatever.
It's so funny.
I mean.
Because the whole wedding is that everyone is there and everyone's dressed up. It's all for that moment of drama.
Oh God.
Oh, it's actually. I also when one of them's like devastated, I think that's
oh my God, he can't.
Like she was like, I like when it goes back and forth, like the guy's like, I don't, and then they like reconvene and do another wedding, and then she's like, I don't.
Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I saw it on whatever I was watching. You know?
That can't be true.
It's true, Mama. Mama, it's true with a capital T. Tina, you want some Tina?
No.
Tina's Tacos, do you think they just sell meth there?
That's...
Oh my God, puppy. Juju, can you give us your take? She said... You know, she sniffed.
She's hungry. She wants this.
She wants the pizza, but she's not allowed. I'm sorry, baby.
Your mom's Aww. Giving her less food than she used to.
Yeah, because...
she's not growing.
Oh. She's skinty.
Yeah, no, she's snatched. Unlike.
Do you think if I became like some gay guy's pup, I would get skinny? He'd be like, only one can of tuna for you. And then I would slobber. It would be, and then was enrichment mats, and I would like lick it up. Lick it up.
You need
and then he'd be like, come get this hog. And then I'd be like, nah. And he would like put peanut butter on it. And nah, nah, nah. Like, oh, I'm a dog. Like.
No, I feel like.
I feel like that's demented.
But I feel like if you really, I feel like what you need is like a gay guy who has like a bunch of sex with people, but like is really missing out on a puppy relationship.
Oh yeah.
But he like is so kink like deep into it.
So
and he
deep.
Doesn't know that like he can't remember that real dogs exist. He's like, oh, I want a little puppy.
Right. And it's just like it's gotta baby. Be it's gotta be like some human from the Grindr meat market.
Yeah. He's like, I guess I'll find my puppy on Grindr.
Do you and think then, I know? And I'm like, instead of words, it's like arf arf woof 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 like like but, noises.
But then he's like, we're gonna have to put you on a little bit of a diet.
I know, because I'm so pudgy.
I no, he would just say that because he's not about having sex with
naked?
You.
Naked? Don't, because I can't have that
no.
out.
No.
Okay. I'll be like wearing a guitar costume. Yeah, I know. I know. But like, I'm not ready to reveal that to like the world. You know?
She'd be in a thong.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, just
but like a thong leg, no. You know, the one that goes over the shoulders.
Oh my god, yeah,
they don't cover your nips.
But then I would have a tail. You know what the pups do? They put a butt plug with a tail, like, yeah, it's a butt plug and it has a tail coming out of it, and they wag it.
We,
but instead of like a furry tail, it's like a rubber, like a wiggly, like it looks like Juju's tail, but it's like a rubber, and they're like wag wag. What I don't understand about that is that, like, kink is like. Kink spaces, which, by the way, despite all of their like protestations about like consent and everything, seem to be like generally toxic and problematic.
I don't want to speak to that.
Well, no, straight spaces. Let's speak to that. Okay. Heterosexuality is a curse.
Well, I just like don't. I have not been in those places.
No, but like I've heard the tea and mama, it is sick.
I will say that I have experienced things with people that I would say where they use their kink to try and get away with stuff that they should not be able to get away with
right
elsewhere.
It's
but that's
been
in one-on-one experiences. Like,
oh, okay.
You can't, like, I mean, like, people will do whatever. Like it's like, oh, of course some kinky people also, like, are, like, coercive and shit.
Right.
Like, but I didn't want to generalize.
I know, community. But the thing is, like, the problem with that is, like, the kink community has such, like, a, like, everyone's, like, everything is talked out and consented, everything like that. That they can hide in plain sight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Cause if
does that make sense?
Like, if you have like five men saying that.
If you're in a consent circle and like you're going around and suddenly you're like, I don't know if I want to like lick peanut butter off that guy's balls tonight. And they're like, I consent to having peanut butter licked off my balls tonight. And you're like, okay. Yeah, I consent to lick peanut butter off your balls. And then you're like, I don't really want to do that. But then you do, and you're like, whatever. That's not from personal experience. I'm just imagining it because...
I can't imagine. I mean, yeah, maybe.
I mean, I'm sure it happens. Do you think...
We used to have kink things at William White Aviary.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
do you think that happened there?
Someone I knew a girl. I knew a girl at a different institutionalized experience that was like... Oh, like, I'm so into the community and everything. She had good vibes. Generally, but the thing about like the kink, so specific kink stuff is like people will be like, oh yeah, I have experience with X, Y, and Z. And they're like, I'm fine doing that sort of X, Y, and Z stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but do you really like that? Or is it just like another kink thing that you like kink and you like doing weird stuff. So you're going to do that. It's like, okay, so for example, let's say your kink is like melting candles on your small of your back, right? Mm. I love it. But what if you're like, ooh, like you're like into me and I'm like, oh, you want to melt a candle and you're like, okay, I'll do it. Like, yeah, this is fun or whatever. Like it hurts me. I get that wax on my back. I'm coming immediately. Well, I'm not coming, but I'm like, you know, but I feel like that happens. And even like, even if you're like, I'm open to anything, you know, like,
well, no, I'll tell you, I'm more interested in being desired by people I desire than
right
to be turned off of anything too weird. Like, as long as I'm willing to do it, I'll do it because I want them to desire me.
Right.
And I want a lot of people to desire me. So I'm just really willing to do things. So
yeah,
if you want me to do something, I'm often willing to do things. Anyone listening? Right.
Which I think is like you saying that, like, you know, clearly, like this is what I like. But the thing is, it's a secondary thing, right? Like, it's not like you're, like, for example, it's not like you're, like, seeking people out to melt wax on your lower back because you like that. But if you knew someone who was really into that, you'd probably be like, melt it on me.
Yes.
Patty. Right.
Duh.
Right. Which is cool.
Even if it hurt, I would still be like,
my personal interests, I don't want to be with someone who's just like doing it to do it. I like,
oh yeah, I want the other person to have the like fetish, or you know, if their right. stuff lines up with mine, but
right.
no one ever does 100%.
Right. Never 100% sure. All right. Oh, we have good time left. We have like 15 minutes left. wow, this painting. Sorry. So, but I think that's a worthwhile discussion because, like,
whether or not you're sexually compatible with someone.
Yeah, and also just like interests. Like, I don't know. Have you ever, like, I've done things, not for romantic reasons, but like I've been like. Like, there's people who have liked, and I've been like, oh, you do like D&D? Like, oh, I'll get into D&D. I like D&D, and I wanted to do it anyway. But, like, I don't know. What's, like, have you been in, like, a sport? Because some boy was like, I play soccer. Like, my best friend growing up would be like, I want to, like, do, like, dirt bike. And I was like, yeah, let's do that. Because I was in love with him.
Have I done a stupid thing for a man?
Yeah.
I was telling you earlier today that one time I went to Fishtown, went shopping with my partner.
That's right, yeah.
And then they, like, maybe an hour in, it's like, and we, like, drove out. I don't know. It's not that bad. They were, like, suddenly got, like, silent, stopped talking. Mm-hmm. We're, like, I don't feel good. I want to go home. And I was, like, sure, yeah. And they peed next to my car. And then I took them home and fed them. You know, it actually doesn't sound that
gay
bad.
Sickness. I mean, I think that public urination should not be... Like, the thing about that is if you're like, something significant,
I can't be talking about them in any.
That's fine. We do not have to. We can cut it.
no, because I'm just like, yeah.
I get it. It's okay. But on that subject, I can talk about the subject. I won't talk about them.
Public
urination, the thing is, it's like, you can be on a sex offender list if you get caught, right? If you have a external genitalia, they can get you. But if you don't and you're just squatting and pissing on the street, like, they can't get you. It's, like, weird. It's, like, actual law in some places where, like, if two, like, old hippies are, like, they're, like, straight, they're, like, we want to be nude, and they go and jump in the lake, they can arrest the man who is a cis man for sexual misconduct. And the woman, they would just be, like, take her to the sanitarium or whatever, you know? Or they would just do nothing because
treat men and women differently.
Oh my god! I just discovered sexism, reverse sexism.
Do we think
reverse sexism?
Is it hot?
Oh, reverse sexism. I kind of like it because men need to be punished.
I'm kind of into men being sexist towards me, like.
Oh, they're like. Wait, what? What did they say to you?
I'm like, you know how like there's like TERFs think that like there's just two kinds of trans women.
Yeah, a gynophile and a penophile.
I would love to be brutalized by men as if I were a woman.
Well, if you get bottom surgery, you're gonna be brutalized by some man. A man in a dress.
I don't need to.
I'm being a TERF. I'm not a TERF, though.
What?
I'm not a TERF.
No, but I am a man in a dress.
Oh, I'm a man in a... Oh, wait. No, I'm not. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I'm a woman. I'm a womb-in. I have a womb in my womb-in. I'm pregnant.
No.
Oh, my God. That's so bad. Pregnant baby. I'm pregnant. Oh, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. Help, I'm pregnant. Yeah, no. That's so evil. That's SVU level shit. That's bad. You know? That's like... Why have I seen every episode of TV where it's like,
she's 11 and she's gonna have a baby. And then like House is like, the baby is an alien, and they're like, no, it's not. And then she like Xenomorph pops out and he's like, I told you. That's not how House
wait,
works.
Wait, what's the question?
How come I've seen every like pregnant child episode of TV, or I just remember them. Well, probably for a reason.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm working on it.
Our society loves to
they love to be like these freaks. They love to be like these freaks who are so clearly freaks, but it's like they're everywhere.
Well, I think actually society likes to watch media in which we punish offenders.
I have to say, Juju. She's not growling.
I think she wants to go upstairs, but
she's
go them, bitch.
Oh my God, you love her.
I love her.
We love her.
She loves me. Don't you love me?
She loves you. My mom was like, she loves you.
She does love me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's all about you.
But I think that we like to watch it on TV. We like to watch people. We would love SVU because it's an easy, like, if we make a narrative about something, then we can kind of convince ourselves that there's not a problem with it.
Why is every, like, Survivor, like, a fan of SVU? Not a fan, but, like, has seen so much SVU. Like, what? Like.
Well, if you. Have you ever?
Well, that's
been
I don't know about
and
that.
Thought I hope something really bad happens to me, and then you grow up, and that really bad thing does happen to you, and you're like, "Damn, I asked for this."
Oh my
and
God!
It didn't even feel like the way I thought it would feel.
Oh no, for me it was always, I wish I would break a bone so that I could go to the hospital, so that I could be I could be like, you know. I didn't have to worry about it. I'd just be like, oh, I can't do my homework. My right arm's broken. You know what I mean? Just be free. And also, the doctor would be like, how did this happen? And I'd be like, I don't want to talk about it. And then they would take me away.
I mean, I would, like, for me, it was like, I don't know, like, I was unhappy. I don't know. Maybe, I think that.
Are you going to shit on your brother again?
No, I don't even know what's wrong with me. And it's not his fault because, I mean, as much as he sucks, he couldn't do this.
He couldn't do. He couldn't do.
But so,
this.
Like, I remember, like, as a child,
he would have these though.
After, like,
your brother would go to the Caribbean and get that stuff.
No, he'd do something else though.
Something equally bad. Do you want some?
Yes.
Oh, mama.
I've been asking for
I thought you wanted this. Okay. No. Take a sip. It's lovely, isn't it?
I love tea.
You know. I love tea. I like stuff. I don't want to reference her because she's a bad example.
Who?
Miss Poin.
Oh.
Miss Poin. Misophonia.
The way I feel about ContraPoints is that she's an artist. And, oh, God. I feel like the debate. Like.
I'm like a fartist.
God, she's scaring me. Like. Like, okay, cancel ContraPoints, but, like, she did make some good points, and she made some points that I didn't agree with. I don't ever think that she, like, did anything bad, but, of course, I'm not on Twitter. I don't remember what it was like. So, like, the tweet, like, I've heard people's explanations for, like, how they received them and her explanation for what she meant. And I think it's just kind of like, this seems like a lot of miscommunication.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I don't agree with everything said in her videos.
Right.
And, like, I don't know. I also, it's not like she was, like, working with Buck Angel, like, for years
years.
It's not like everyone who's, like, enabling Woody Allen's career.
Correct.
Like she, I don't know, like.
I think it's kind of campy to have Buck Angel. It's like having John Waters on your thing.
And also, like, John Waters is, like, I don't know, like. But, like, I think that people are a lot more sensitive about a trans person who is.
Yeah. People feel betrayed or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't have heroes, kids. What's it called? Like, don't fall in love with your heroes. What's it called? Why don't they ever do that on the Marvel movies? Why isn't someone, like. Well, I guess they do have, like, naughty characters. Like
Loki.
Loki. Loki, horrible.
I am not allowed to admit the most recent Marvel movies that I've seen. Because it will...
Did you see Quantumania already? Bitch!
I just...
Oh my god.
I'm...
Paul Rudd?
I will neither man, confirm nor
that
deny.
That man is a plumber. That man should be in the Mario movie.
But... I just, if I admit what movies I'm watching...
Will you die in a little bit inside?
People will...
Well, you've seen Crimes of the Future, so you can, like, balance it out, right? That Quantumania movie is a Crime of the Future.
I don't want people to know, like, what my life is like.
Okay. Keeps in mystery. Excuse me.
Let's just say people would find a pattern.
Okay. Are you, like, are you a serial killer?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, am I your next victim? Oh.
Sorry, I don't like girls like that.
Are you going to knife me right in the...
Do you want me to give you a gash?
Are you going to give me a gash?
I'll do it, but I'm not going to kill you.
Okay, so you're going to let me live.
My code.
Do you know what?
This dog wants...
Ibsen is so fucking horny and freaky.
Wait.
Because in the most boring play until like the last 2 minutes...
Hedda.
It's just like, ooh, I'm a woman and I have my own thoughts. And then suddenly a guy cuts his dick off or shoots his dick off. And he's like, oh my God, cut my dick off. And she's like, oh my God. And then she kills herself. Like,
isn't
sorry to spoil, Hedda Gabler, but...
Like 11-year-old kills herself.
So let me tell you, the person who wrote a interpretation of that and then was a professor briefly at our school, stupid. What a dumb play. I did amazing prop work for that trash play that I thought
was... Who
was
that?
Let's just say his name
is... Winnie McLeod?
Bertrand Russell.
Oh.
Except his name was like Russell Bertrand or something like that. Like, no joke.
Oh.
Cool. Oh, wait. Party. Party. I feel like... has anyone made the joke... Adorno Delano or something.
No one's ever made that joke and no one ever should.
I agree. Strike it from the record.
Actually, I think we should keep that in.
I wish we had like a bell that was like ding. Like, oh, I wish it was like a phone, on the phone ding, so that like people would be like, oh, my phone. And it's like, oh.
I want like a deli counter ding.
Oh, like ding. Well, we should get... You know what we should get?
Props.
We should do Foley for our own podcast. Like, clop, 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 clop. Like.
Oh my God. Is that a horse?
We got a horse. Wait,
oh my God, it's the last unicorn.
Mama, are you still to be on the street and seeing a great den and being like, is that a horse? Is that a horse?
I don't do that anymore. I used to do
Mama,
deer.
We used to do that. Oh, yeah. It's a deer.
It's a deer.
But we did see a deer with a dappled. It was like a fawn, but big. Remember? The dappled sunlight on that deer. I wrote a poem about it.
Yeah.
We were those deer. We were fucking all the time. We should have fucked in that park. Oh, we're revealing something about each other. We used to date back when I was a twunk. Was I anything?
Yeah.
Was I in water? A wide otter. I was not wide.
I think you were just an otter.
I was skinty when I was in grad school, though. Remember how skinty I was?
Yeah.
Remember your friend was like, oh my God, she's so skinny.
Yeah, she
but was not in a good way.
You.
Yeah. And it turned out I should have been worried about it. But you know what? It all turned out for the better because you know what? I was thinking about this just today. We were walking and we were talking about something and I was thinking about something else. I mean...
So you weren't paying attention?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, actually, it was when we weren't together today.
Here's to the... No, I thought it was going to be funny, but it didn't work.
What if I do it poorly? Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Why are you so much funnier than me?
I'm not. You're funnier than me, but okay, I can do a really bad Patti LuPone. Oh, take a hit. It's not a bong, though. I wish it was a bong. Oh, yeah. Actually, get the Foley. I can hear it. Mama, that's what we call weed smoke.
No, it's...
We're in a state where it's legal. Massachusetts, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm in a state marijuana. Of euphoria.
Wait, I have a question. This is so controversial.
My best
Are
Patty LuPone.
Are you not supposed to say marijuana?
You're not supposed to say it.
Because it's racist?
I think it's because the history of the term is dodgy.
Okay, so you should say cannabis?
I usually say cannabis or weed or, like, you know, skunk, you know, loud, like, garbage, trash, fire.
Do you remember
poot.
The devil's lettuce?
Poot. Can I get some poot? Poot Lovato.
Remember
Honestly,
poot.
Poot Lovato. Shout out. No.
I feel like this is a cut.
This is a
cut. I'm
going to
get canceled for this, but.
Oh, okay.
I think Demi has turned into poot.
Oh my god, that's so brutal.
Is it not fair? What's Demi even up?
I don't know.
I saw someone on a TikTok, but like, you know.
Yeah.
What's it called when you fake something in makeup? A TikTok dupe.
A dupe, yeah.
And someone called Demi a she, her.
Oh my god.
And I was like, are you misgendering Demi or... has she changed her pronouns back? What are their pronouns? But then I was like, do I have the energy to look this up?
Did you know that Poot Lovato goes by it it's?
Actually, Poot Lovato uses thun-thuns.
No.
I met someone.
Thun-thun-un.
When I visited Oberlin, I did a
no,
night
girl.
Stay and I left in the middle because I was with these gays who just hung out in their apartment and they were all... They all use like
Zazers M.
I've
no
like,
offense. No
I've
offense.
Turned into them. Oh my god. They were all just like not. They were indoor kids, and I was an outdoor kid.
Mama.
I wanted them to take me to go drink, and they would not do that.
That's so stupid of them.
So I was like, bye, and then I went home. I was like, peace. I don't need to be here. I went to my class.
Right.
And I think that's when I decided I didn't want to go to Oberlin, but. I think if I had gone to Oberlin...
And that's when I realized I was gay.
I think if I went to Oberlin...
No.
No. Isn't it a better school?
Than our school?
Yeah. Than Kenyon?
No.
Maybe I would have done creative writing.
No,
Oberlin, never would have. I couldn't have ever.
I think Oberlin is a... Okay, we're 25 seconds out from the end.
I want to talk.
Okay, well, let's keep going.
If you had gone... You were... Like, I don't know. Like,
I did visit Oberlin, and I thought it was so flat and boring, and...
I was never...
They were like, we have co-ops, and you have to, like, cook and stuff, and I was like, for who? Me? No? No, I don't think so. Also, I think it's like a...
clean, too.
Oh, my God. I think it's also a bad... It's like... You know what? It's a feeder. This mic sounds kind of better. It's a feeder to just Philadelphia anarchist, like, oh, the dessert, bitch. What did we get? Did we get the lava cake?
Yeah.
Lava, baby. Ugh. Do you think we should leave the burps in? Yeah, probably.
I vote
People
yes,
want to hear the burps.
They're beautiful. Do you want to take yours first?
Yeah. Hold on.
I was never going to go to Oberlin because, like, everyone.
There's three?
Shit, what are we going to do?
Well, here's. Take one, and then maybe we'll split the other one.
I knew everyone in the town. It just wasn't going to happen.
Not
like,
a good.
I wouldn't have been able to be the huge slut that I was.
Not a good fat. Yeah, they'd probably be like, you're fucking. You should be activist.
But.
I'm so sorry.
Not the Oberlin students. My parents would have found out.
Oh my god, that's so true.
I mean, and they didn't know how much I was fucking already.
Fucking? And or sucking.
Actually, I wasn't doing any fucking by the time I decided to go to college. That actually happened after.
You know, same. Except I didn't fuck until I was 22 years of age.
There's like, that's not that bad.
I don't know. It's not like,
why do you, like,
the
40-year-old
Wergen. It's a 40-year-old Wergen.
there's no shame in losing your virginity at any time.
The bottom of this looks like asphalt, and I love that.
It tastes kind of burnt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a good one.
It kind of tastes like what I imagine a little piece of asphalt does.
I want a little more of nut day.
The cake is good. I think it's good.
But, like, do you think if you had gone to a different school, you would have had a different major and a different life trajectory? Like, what's your sliding doors, you?
Sliding door?
Like, it's a Gwyneth Paltrow movie.
Goop?
Like, an alternate reality where you...
Gooped didn't at the Padge? Oh, okay. My alternate reality is that I visited, I don't know, Hamilton. And I was like, oh my God, like, the gays here are so blonde and twunky. And then, like, I went there and I, like, spent my seed. And then I had a crisis earlier. Mm. And then I became, like, what would be a problem is that I would have the crisis earlier. And then I wouldn't have gotten my 2 degrees before losing my shit absolutely. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, I feel okay, like, taking this break and working on me. Because, like, I have 2 degrees. You know, like, I did my time in academia and I worked full time since, like, 16, 18, whatever. And I'm giving myself... Is did everyone start saying that and then Miley Cyrus made the song, or did she make the song and then everyone started saying that?
Like, people saying,
like, give her flowers.
But she's just talking about, I can buy myself flowers, like, I can do romantic things on my own.
Right, but it's still sort of the same thing. I'm not a mama.
I think my... Ooh. If my sliding door, well, my negative sliding doors persona, like, did go to, like, Oberlin or something, and, like,
yeah,
definitely did harder drugs and,
oh no,
got addicted to, like, Adderall and has been in rehab.
Oh yeah, rehab would be not a good scene.
I mean, just, and, like, not just once, like, several times.
What sucks about rehab is that, like,
I would be struggling.
People would be like, oh, I hope, you know, you're like, yeah, like, go and do that, like, try, you know? Mm-hmm. But people behind your back are like, oh my God, she's, like, such a mess.
She's in rehab.
It's like,
oh my God.
You know? But, like, me, I can be like, well, you know, I've been in and out of the hospital.
If you're in, it, like, I would rather say I'm in a psych hospital.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
And say, but, like, I mean.
Rehab's probably more fun because it's a bunch of, like, people smoking cigarettes and being like, man, when I used to fucking, I gooped into the Padge
when I was bopper
baiting all night.
Now they took away my poppers. I'm
bopper baiting so hard my pecker got so
tone that my girlfriend uses to take off her toenails.
My pecker got so chapped it was dry. And
I don't pretty colors. Like what's that?
No. I was masturbating so hard it got chapped. Any popper
baits?
No, he just sucks dick.
He also doesn't. Do you think he goons?
No,
because he's not just like sitting there.
I think when he like reads like Bataille, he's gooning, but not sexually. You know what I mean? He's
No, I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Oh no, he does. He goons over the oatmeal mama every morning.
If I were him, I would want Dennis to goon in my oatmeal.
Yeah, mama, that's a little like extra protein.
Love at 80.
Love at 80 is your husband, your non-committed, like, your, like,
no, they're
open relationship husband, yeah, coming in your oats.
Yeah.
I'm feeling my groats.
Do you think that he has a sex thing with Bill?
Bill?
His assistant.
O'Reilly? Oh, I don't know.
So, Bill Woods,
the full waffle,
the on Samuel Delaney.
Oh. Program.
Like, so, literal icon, I praise you to the gods. Your I thought it was going to ruin my thesis idea, but it actually made it better because
Mama,
we have the same goal and I love you. And if you need your dick sucked,
I need, listen, you gotta give me at least this much credit.
Yeah.
Because when you called, it's okay. It was just like, you're upset. And then I was like, it's okay. You're upset. You're like, my thesis is already done. And I was like, no, it hasn't been. And you're like, and I was like, look at the book. And you were like, oh my God. And I was like, do not. I was talking you down.
Did we walk over that bridge?
I can give us a flower. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think she means like give her her flowers because she's talking about it in a romantic context.
Right, I know you're.
It's different.
What was I singing? What was the melody there?
Yeah, there was a melody there.
Oh, that girl's on fire. I'm thirsty. Can we get another drink?
From where?
I don't know, in the fridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, switching up the microphone. The microphone. Anything, honestly, it needs to be a little sweet, though. Bum, 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 bum. That's like the theater thing, but why was it also like your choir's like intro to like the emotional song that y'all always did?
It's the bells.
Oh my God, you're so right. But it's also like it like a fancy theater. They're like, instead of just like flicking the lights, they're like, bum, 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 bum.
Some do other bum, tones.
Bum, bum. Okay. No. I'm gooning and baiting. Do you think Miley Cyrus is gay?
Like, do you think that she's...
Not, like, actually her orientation, but, like...
Is she a gay icon? I think gay people like her.
Yeah, she it's was Hannah like Montana, which everyone wanted to be. Like, me too, honestly. I wanted to be her. I wanted to be her.
I don't.
Do you remember when the actor from that show was in that movie that we saw about Colombian like paramilitary conflict?
What?
Monos.
Oh my God! Yes.
Honestly, we could do a whole episode about that.
That movie is good.
It is. It's very intense, but it's good.
We watched the first half of Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah. And I liked how, like, kind of gay it was.
Who was gay?
Not, like, in a sexual way. Just, like, you know, it was just singing and dancing and... Oh. Gooning and baiting. Oh.
He's made of wood. His nose grows.
Also, I like how they avoided it being, like, gross by making it, like, branch out. That was really cool.
Yeah.
It's those details.
It's not just like a...
No, it's not just like... It's not like he's like... It's not like... If Pinocchio like grew up to be a wood man and had like a slit, I could be like, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. And then his nose would go up my vagina. Boop. And then he would impregnate with his seed, literal... Like pine cone seed, and then I would give birth to. Who's that? Daphne? Yeah. Not like. Not like. Daphne? Scooby! Can't see anything without my glasses! It's like. Comedy truly is tragedy plus time.
She lost her glasses.
She lost her glasses.
People don't talk enough about how the live-action Scooby-Doo movies were kind of really good. I think they're a piece of high cinema.
There's a part where Fred gets into Daphne's body and he's like, I'm gonna look at myself naked.
No, it's, oh my god.
Yeah.
I know you're talking about boobs, and Scooby.
Honestly.
Scooby boobs.
I think that movie came out Jackie. And the boys that I would watch the school with were like, if you like had the body of a girl, like, what would you do? And then one time they were like, I would like fucking finger myself. And I was like, okay. And then another day I was like, you said that you would finger yourself. And the guy was like, no, I didn't. And I was like, you're dead. You would finger your pussy. Except at the time I was like, I can't say pussy.
Pussy. Why did you go to school with like exclusively gristled old men?
They're not, okay, so they didn't sound like that.
Oh.
But they were, but I mean, if you want,
he's being
oh my god. We need to address that, but first
we have those like, who's your mommy?
Oh yeah. Happy no. Killer. We should just have a soundboard of Scooby Doo.
Well, and then we need the annihilation.
Wow. Wait a second. Here. You can use this to pitch bend. Try to do it.
I'm gonna try and play. Stop it!
Oh my god. It's a drum machine, so it's
there we go. I could actually play it. I don't need to pitch. Because you can. It's
what? D.
C.
C.
G.
G.
That's a G, right? B.
Yeah. A, B, C. What do you think about the aesthetic of kids writing in Sharpie on the keys of their keyboard? Like C. D.
A note? Or like,
yeah, the letter.
Like. I think if you wrote real words on there, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
If you need it, like, if you're going to write on your keyboards and it's just the notes, you need to put it on tape so you can take it off.
Cause I agree.
It's going to annoy you at some point.
I agree. Fuck. I had something to say. Oh, yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
The boys. No, the boys. Like, if I was going to really do an impression of boys in middle school, it'd be like, I did say I would finger my pussy. Because I honestly, before your voice drops, it's like, ah! Like you suck. That's the thing. It's like you.
Actually, my voice.
Girls and boys have the same pitch, like same pitch of height, like, and it, and boys haven't learned yet that you have to be like, I'm stinky boy, got furry armpits, you know. Mm-hmm. I remember learning gender from a young age. Like I remember my aunt talking to her daughter, who's a little bit younger than me. She was like, you have to shave your armpits or they're gonna make fun of you. She's Jewish. It's okay. Jamie's Jewish. I feel like I'm a little honorary because I do have blood relatives who are Jewish.
Okay. It's cool you think that.
Listen, you know how many bar mitzvahs I've been to?
Everyone's been to a million bar mitzvahs.
Yeah, but these people are related to me. I mean, I haven't like, you know, Edith Baxter or whatever. Edith P.F. Baxter. That's so bad. So bad.
We have to begin where we end.
Oh, yeah.
Alpha to Omega. I might. If
is Scooby an Omega or an Alpha?
I'll convert to like East, like Greek Orthodox.
No, I know what you want to convert to. So you can wear the most fabulous outfit.
I know. I'm not going to let myself go there first.
Okay.
I feel like I have to move forward in time slowly.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make my way across history.
Cool.
And then I'm gonna land somewhere. You know, I just can't.
On 2 feet.
Or I guess I could go outside of one of the like Semitic religions.
Oh yeah. I mean, you could do like, it's just like, I don't know, other religions are both better and worse.
It's okay.
It's just, yeah.
You
don't worry.
Not to get anything on it.
No, but it's just water. Like, if it didn't like spill into like the creases, like.
Okay, yeah. I mean, like maybe white people shouldn't appropriate. I don't know. Like, what religions are white people? Are we allowed to be Baha'i?
People are appropriating Buddhism. Like, Baha'i is Semitic.
Yeah, but it's also like Persian.
They have the biggest Baha'i temple in the world. It's in fucking Evanston, Illinois.
I know, but like, isn't it like they're
What if you met someone? What if you met someone on the street, a white person, that were like, "Oh, I observe Shinto." Would you be like, "Okay, okay,
I mean,
dude"?
I'm
like,
not gonna tell people what to believe.
Just because you've been
to
like Kyoto or whatever.
But I just feel like there are certain things that I don't need to be that don't need to be mine. Like, if I want to like believe in Shintoism, I'm gonna have to do it in a way that's like either like referencing that, both referencing that I learned from it,
right,
but also saying I'm gonna like I'm not gonna claim this.
You know what I've always for some reason was like the most annoyed by was like an ABC that would be like, here's an American white man who converted to Islam and he's going to Mecca. And it's just like a coverage of the guy being like, oh, so I like pray and stuff. And it was like, okay, dude, like, what's your motive here? Like, are you trying to change the world or are you just like doing this for yourself?
Well, I think we love to watch people on white people on television try on other cultures.
I mean, I think that's probably, it was just like, maybe he did it for the likes, the views.
I mean, even if he didn't, we got to see someone do that. In that way, we got to see how someone would act.
ABC would never just cover
like
that, you know, worship event. You know, they wouldn't just be like, "This is what this is." They had to be like,
"What if a white person did Muslim
like thing? A blonde white guy, like ridiculous."
Yeah, no, I mean, but like, it's also like, who does like who owns religions? You know, like. No one, right? And do like, and well, and also like some religions,
right,
like Judaism. And I don't know if I like, I don't think most Jews agree with this, but like, well, actually, don't know what most Jews agree with. I don't know what people think, but like, it's not a religion that's into proselytizing or like gaining converts,
right,
you know? Like, so, but like,
did your brother stamp on a piece of glass? I mean, a cup went in like a bag or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's fabulous. Did you get it on video?
No, I don't fucking care.
Oh, that's right. Did you do coke?
No.
Oh.
I have never done coke. But.
Oh, my friend did coke with her roommate.
One time.
And she said they talked for 4 hours.
I would love to talk.
But now their relationship is worse than ever.
Because of it?
No, just because of, you know, complications. Would you want to drink? Mm-hmm. Okay, here you go.
I didn't want to interrupt.
I'm getting a little bit sleepy.
Shall we give up?
Do you want to do one more, like, topic and then wrap up?
Yes. I don't know. I feel like I've been performing really poorly.
What's a topic that, like, we were talking about earlier that we're like, oh, we gotta cover that?
You're asking me to remember, like, 2 hours ago?
I know.
This is, like, how dare you?
What about, like, what do you think about shoplifting?
I'm all for shoplifting.
Oh, me too.
Let's go through crimes. Like, other than violent crimes, is
there any
crime that you're, like truly, like, against?
Against, like, happening?
Yeah, let's start there. Well, what crimes would you do? Like, I don't know, like...
Embezzlement.
But, like, I feel
I
like
would embezzle. If I would work for IBM, I would be like, I'm taking a couple hundred thousand off the top.
This is the thing. It's also, like, theft. Like, shoplifting is great, but, like... If you shoplifted from someone's, like mom and pop, like, craft store, like, that's kind of fucked up.
Not if they're Republican.
But what if they were?
So what's interesting, on that note, I was thinking about this earlier today. You know how I peed in that bottle? You know how that bottle of pee is in my car?
I thought you didn't want to admit that.
No, I don't care about that. That's fine. Everyone does that. I didn't take a sip. I'm not like Trixie Mattel. Tracy?
You love Trixie.
Yeah, I like her because she drinks piss.
Okay. What?
No, so I was thinking, like, let's say I see a Tesla, and I'm like, and there's a little crack in the window, or the gas thing is open, and I pour the piss in the gas tank. What if that person starts the car, and, oh, actually, there's no gas tank in a Tesla.
Yeah.
But anyway, what if I like pour it in the driver's side and they get in the car and they're like, oh, there's piss all over here. And then they run over like a person in a wheelchair in blind rage.
Yeah, what if that did happen?
So like the thing is like with that type of like random acts of violence, you can never know what the outcome will be. It's very DBT, but like it's like it would be only for me. And even if that person was like, wow, I'm sitting and pissing my Tesla, I need to change my life. Like, they're not going to fucking do that. Like, period. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, crimes, I think they're only really worth it if they're improving your life or someone else's.
Yeah.
And that's by, like, you know what improves my life? Having a lip gloss that I didn't pay for. You know what I mean? Like, that's less money in Target's hands. And then I get to feel pretty. And that's... I'm a trans woman and I deserve that. You know what I mean?
I mean, I just think that, like, it's like, I feel like I have to be careful as a socialist because I'm like, stealing is bad because we should all be sharing the money anyways. It's like, mm-hmm. like, it's like who, I mean, it's just everything is contingent. Like, what if, like, it's like, and it's also like, what places ended up actually getting embezzled are like places that are really vulnerable, not places like, you know, IBM and Target.
Right, because they keep that shit
well,
locked
and because
up.
The CEOs of those companies are already embezzling.
Oh, right. Legally. No, I mean, like, okay, so local Maryland behavioral health company, nonprofit or whatever, their CEO, whose name I forget, 3 years ago, probably making more now, was making $1,250,000 a year. And if you, that person, I challenge that person, whoever, whatever their name is, to take $250,000 a year because that's enough, that's more than anyone ever needs. And then 20 people or like 200 people could double their salaries at the entry level. And you know what kind of difference that would make for someone making 20 grand a year? 40 grand a year, you can afford rent. You can afford your groceries. You can afford your health insurance that you have to pay for through your company, even though your company's a healthcare in company. You can afford a few dalliances, perhaps a musical instrument. And you're not going to be like miserable and want to kill yourself because you're in so much debt. You can just have, you can go, you can have takeout a couple nights a week if you want to. You know what I mean?
Like you could splurge maybe sometimes.
And people are just like, you know what that person would probably say? They'd probably, well, I worked to get here. Like, I struggled when I was a kid. It's like, so did I, bitch.
I don't think any company understands that, like, you're
sick.
You would be so much more productive and the world could be so much better if the people you, if you actually treated your employees better.
And so
you would get better work out of them.
Some people say that, like, oh, then, like, that's a clear indicator that even if they're not intending it, they are keeping people suppressed.
Like
that's what the capitalism is doing or does out of the system that it was invented as. You know what I mean? Just like sort of not naturally, let's say, because that's not really an appropriate word for almost anything. But like out of the system that was established and changed and grew into what it is today, that sort of oppression is a byproduct that is valuable for the people in charge.
Yeah, but I think that if the people in charge want to stay in charge, they need to realize that, I don't know, it's like, at this point, I feel like it's like CEOs like have a chance to rethink how they want to do this, or I don't know, people are very hungry.
I agree. Me too.
Like, I just don't think that, like, people can stand working shit, getting nothing, and being unhappy all the time. And being in fear of losing their jobs, I think that, I don't know what's going to happen, but...
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know if this is really indicative just because, like, my memory is not great. Right. But, like, when I was a kid, I feel like graffiti was, like, oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, but nowadays, I feel like all over, like, places, maybe not where I live in Frederick, but, like, in Philly, you see, like, eat the rich, like, divest, like, you know... Stop gentrification. Like, people are expressing that in a way that is prohibited by society. That's a crime that I think is good. Vandalism, good. I think vandalism is good in almost every circumstance. And you know what the problem is? Sometimes the vandalism, let's say you, like, smear your shit all over, like, someone's front door. Mm-hmm. That might contribute to rent staying down. But if you like, if you write like, you know, like, eat the rich, people are gonna be like, oh, people are conscious in this neighborhood. Like, wow, like, I agree, but like, I gotta have my like, I gotta have a house to live in. It's gotta be like 500 grand at least.
I mean, I also, no offense to your shit smearing idea, I do think it's admirable. I don't think it's gonna totally work though.
No, I'm just, that was just an example, like a crazy example.
Like, if you're doing it en masse, no, people aren't gonna, like, oh, do not move to that neighborhood. People smear their shit on, like, right. But like, maybe that'll work, but like, unless you do that, you're just, that one person who does that is gonna get punished.
Right.
Like,
no, I mean, that's what I mentioned before, like, those random, quote, random acts of violence or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that, like, communities can avoid gentrification either by being a repository for where, like, for the undesirables, mm-hmm. you know, like, people that the government doesn't want to deal with, or by, like, really coordinated resistance, which is hard to do when, you know, everyone lives a life. Like, I think that, like, part of the problem of modern capitalism is that with there is in, like, urban areas is that people don't have the opportunity to form community unless they're relatively well off and in a place that is, like, nice and where they want to spend time. Like I know I have friends who, like, live in awful, awful, like, neighborhoods because mm-hmm. it's where they can afford to live, and they don't really know their neighbors because, like, it's, like, not really fun or pretty to be outside. There's not a lot of amenities around them. And, like, how can you, like, take care of your community when you don't, like, when they're, like, and you're tired and you work all the time, like, you're not even going to want to get to know the people around you. And, mm-hmm. like,
because
I don't want to know my neighbors, but, like, maybe I should. Like, I know I'm a cunt for that, but.
No, but, like, you have a lot of families and stuff that live around you, and it's, like, you're not a child person. I mean, you are good with kids, but, like, that's not your job. That's not your, like, work anymore. You know what I mean?
And I mean, well, it's also just, like, I think that you don't have as much, happen, but I'm not.
I mean, like, you, like, know,
I'm
job.
I'm not planning on living.
You know, your therapist. You need a therapist because he's your therapist, but also he lives around the block. But it's not like if he weren't your therapist, you'd be like, hey, like, let's go to local 44 and get a beverage.
Well, I mean, it's also just like,
like, if you saw, like, some guy who's, like, clearly a fag and, I don't know, you were attracted to. And let's say he had, like, a cute, like a mutt or, like, some kind of, like, dog or whatever. And you were like, oh, my God, so cute. And he was like, do you want to pet her? And you're like, of course. Yes,
of course.
Yeah, you would, like, you'd be like, hey, what's your name, maybe? Like, do you live around here? But, like, if it's like, some middle-aged guy with, like, a doodle, fucking, like, as an insane doodle, like, that, like, is, like, cross-eyed and has, like, you know,
she was pretty cute though.
Five knees or whatever.
I mean, I guess.
Like, I mean, I'm sure. Like, designer
I think
dogs
it's, like,
are cute.
Important to be able to make community. I just, like, I'm too much of a slut. I feel like if I try and, like, devote all of my emotional time to making friends with my neighbors, I'm gonna start having sex with them,
right?
Which is not a good idea,
right?
And also, I don't want to have sex with many of them. Right. They are, like, if I wanted to, like, get close with my neighbors, maybe I could. There's, like, definitely someone gay who lives above me.
Oh,
and do you hear sex, like, at really different times?
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like,
it's like,
I mean, I also
you get to listen to each other.
Well, and I don't have people over very often.
In grad school, my roommate was bisexual. We didn't have sex, but the guys above us who went to Columbia for their grad school fucked. They had, like, tantric, like, 4-hour fucking sessions where, like, you would hear the for, like, an hour. And it was,
maybe,
like,
they were just, like, popper baiting.
Oh my God. No, it was two guys because one guy was getting slapped in the ass. But another, like, Philadelphia, you would think it'd be, like, West Philly is, like, one of the gayest places in the United States, I would say. And still, like, if you go to the CVS, it's not like you're, like, hey, girl, like, getting your estrogen or whatever, you know?
I'm just, like, also not trying to pick up strangers in that way. You
right.
Know? Like,
but that's hard because,
know.
I mean, like, okay, so.
I'm always trying to do that.
What about Delaney? Contact. In the line, at the grocery store, at the bus stop. At the porn theater, like,
I'm happy to be friendly with people.
What do we think about that? Like, well, inter-class, Intersocial. Well,
it's also not like hot men are not like coming up to me being like, right. Hey.
But Delaney would suck any dick, you know what I mean?
It's not like any men are coming up to me like and being friendly, but also like.
Right, but that's the thing. You never know. The thing about, we're so suspicious, I feel like, as like a society where it's like someone comes up to you and you're like, do you want money from me? You know what I mean? Like if someone came up on the street and they were like, hey, do you have a second? You'd be like, oh, this person wants me to sign a freaking like edict or like. Give them money or whatever, which is fine. I if I have cash, I give it to people. But
well, so I think if you're hitting on people on the street, you gotta be like respectfully say hi and then like shoot your shot immediately. Yeah. I have places mm-hmm. to be. Like that's it has true. To be like, hey, I think you're really beautiful.
Right.
Like you're so like.
Do you have an Instagram? Like, you know, something like that.
Can I get your number? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, so if I were yeah. to do that, I'd be like, I never do this. You're just so beautiful. You're my dream person.
You're my perfect
you
erotic
into
object.
Like ugly cross dressers.
Oh my god, mama. You are not only cute, you're beautiful. You have many beautiful features. And honestly, the way you're saying right now, you look very hot to me.
My beautiful.
And you know that I've always been attracted to you no matter what weight or whatever. Sucking dick and cock.
But so, like, I think...
Thanks a lot, bitch.
If you're gonna shoot your shot to a stranger, mm-hmm. like, sexually yeah. or romantically, like, you have to be respectful and do it quickly.
I had another thought about that.
Because it's probably unwanted, you know, like... Or it's just, right. like, community. Who are you to say that you deserve that?
And here's what's true. I know.
I'm not trying to
but
make friends with old
people. Here's the thing. People are always like, oh, I have so little time to myself, or so little time with my friend, or so little time, blah, 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 blah. It's like hard to ever let anyone else into you unless you're like, you know, looking at all their details on Grindr, right? Mm-hmm. So you're like, this person seems, oh, this person seems, oh, they're a CD, oh, this person actually seems cute and nice, and oh, they're like 19, nope. Like you're like looking through whatever. Like where I live in Frederick, there are trans people and gay people, but there's not a single gay establishment. No gay bar, no gay club, no gay restaurant. I don't even know if anything's gay owned, and if it is, people don't talk about it. There used to be a sort of a gay queerish place. It was Glory Donuts.
The
it was pretty good. It was a diner.
Pretty.
That's so true. But they're nerds. You know, they're not like sucking and fucking. Well, if they are, they're doing it in a nerdy way.
Are you even looking to suck and fuck?
No, I'm just like, I like to be friends with people who do suck and fuck because I think that that's exciting. But like,
do you like to watch
a space like at a bar? People are generally like conversation about consent again. But like, people are generally consenting to be like, oh, if someone says
going
hi, I'll say hi back. And if I'm cute,
where you go,
there's
if
contact.
You want
contact.
Other people who like strangers. Yeah.
Right, but at the comic book store, you might walk up to someone and be like, oh, what are you picking out? And they're like, it's like an autistic trans girl, and she's like. Why do you want to know? Or I don't know if she would do that. I don't know if I would do that. I'd probably be like, oh, I'm looking at this like furry bullshit and like be very like awkward about it. But
I mean,
the problem with not having a gay, like a truly a gay space.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, and the art spaces in town are bad because they don't pay their workers and they overwork their workers. So like, I can't support Frederick Arts Council. And that's where the gay people would be.
You take over one of the bars.
Yeah, but I don't drink.
Well, like
I don't party and I don't do drag.
What about that like shipping container where people have raves?
Wait, in Frederick?
Or maybe it's a barn.
There's a shipping container looking like movie theater place.
You said where are all those raves happen?
Baltimore and DC.
Isn't there one like?
Oh, there's a bar up the street. It's called Mad Dogs. They do it every season, but it's not mostly trans and gay people. It's just like. Straight weirdos who want to be in Frederick for some weird reason, and then like they're all like fake anarchic punk, like, and then there's the Sketchy Shed, which is fine.
That's it.
They're cool. Like, you know, shout out to the Sketchy Shed. Like, y'all are doing good stuff in Frederick, and you're actually having great events. But it's also like it's a storage locker in the back of a storage locker, and it's
locker.
Like tiny, 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 and you have like seven people partying in there. And that's fine, but if, like, people who are, and, you know, I don't really want to get into this, but, like, extremely COVID conscious or, like, want to reduce their risk as much as possible, which is completely understandable, and I would never begrudge anyone that. It's hard to go in there because it's so tight.
Yeah, well,
and the gays, like, pride at Frederick was sick, diseased, fucked up thing. I sat outside and I had a sign because there were Republicans, log cabin Republicans, and cops. They had booths, and like, I was aghast. I was agape. I was agog, and I was aghast. Is Marius in love at last?
One of the guys that I've been having sex with helped plan 2022 Pride.
Oh yeah, it was a protest mostly, right? And Philly.
Literally, I don't even remember.
No, you said people marched. Like, it was people represented their community.
Yes, I was. And there it was passing out peer counseling.
It was POC or Black focused, right?
It just like
justice focused.
It was like, I mean, there was, they had like the booths by the bars.
Oh yeah,
but there was this big march at the beginning, which I thought was really positive.
Right, that sounded great. Fredericks was sick and demented. Like my friend in town was like, I'm not gonna let you go in there because you're gonna flip a table. And I was like, I was ready to be like, get out. I was about to cuss the cops out, but they would really arrest me in front of in front of my salad.
In front of the log cabin Republican.
Yeah, they're log cabin Republicans.
Yeah,
like,
take that tranny.
Who is that nasty tranny? Who's that nasty tranny? You know what I don't love? People who are into cars who are like, yeah, just put in a new tranny, like transmission. I hate that.
Do they say that?
Yeah, they do.
I like
systems. The Ferrari. Jen's gender is like a Ferrari. I like a Ferrari.
That Italian man.
He can get it. Just kidding. I don't have sex. I'm asexual.
He can get it from
tender
me.
Queer.
I'll pretend to be a woman for him.
Oh, mama, you could do that instead of being like on your like alt grinder or whatever. Instead of being like CD, you could just be like, I can start HRT. I'm not like, I have like,
I'm
budding bosom.
Like, just like be like a catfish, but as a trans woman.
Mama, if you were on HRT, your chest hair would disappear. Just so you know.
Would you Photoshop my face onto your body?
Oh, yeah, but my body is disgusting and no one wants it.
But it's a woman's body.
Yeah,
that's
but
all
it.
I need.
Yeah, but like, it looks like a. Just looks like a fat nerd's body.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, thank you.
You have like hips and boobs.
I do have hips and I do have breasts, but I have enormous nipples, the size of dinner plates.
They're not that big.
I know. They're about the size of a bottom of like a seltzer can. I'm just saying, like, they didn't. Like, some trans girls have little little quarter nipples with like a tiny little, like,
well, it's,
areola.
You have, like,
and they're like, oh, my, like, perky. When I was skinny, I had perky little trans girl breasts. Now I have women. I have a woman's boob, like a mother's boob. Like you see your mom, like, turn the corner pulling her nightgown down, and the breasts are just pendulous, like. They've got stretch marks with the big areolas. And it's like, you're like, ah! And she's like, what? They're not breasts. And it's like, ah, mom, don't show me those.
I remember the first time I saw my mom's breasts. And I was traumatized.
Me too. Me too. And then now I have them.
No.
Oh, look at all these stretch marks on my belly, mama.
Like down here.
Oh, yeah, they get droopy. Mine are going that way. They're going south.
They're not going droopy. They're like...
I need a bigger bra, and I need like a reconstructive boob job, not like a. I don't need like fillers. I just need them to like tighten up.
Well, you could get really, really small implants.
Like, I want them to point the same direction. You know, they're like out. You know, they're like oh, mama, who was it that I saw that had like. The nipples were, like, pointing different directions, like Gigi Gorgeous or something.
I'm gonna die.
Look at big belly. My big belly and my little titties. Shout out to Princess Nokia. I have not listened to her music recently, but...
After I broke up with, before I stopped talking to, my most recent partner... They sent me this video on Princess Nokia, and she is apparently like,
"Oh no!
What is the truth?
What is the truth? What is the truth? Do you know?"
Well, that she talks about being black, but...
Did you know?
It's... People are dubious. It's not for me to say.
Well, I would never ask you to say.
I don't really know enough.
Neither do I, and you know what? I think that's fine. I don't think we have to come down on that. You know, it's not our place to say, obviously.
I just think
acknowledging
really
two white people, you are
not shaved.
Are
a
you
lot.
Would you say
when
you're
that guy like was like, you're really sexy. I was like, he's like,
I've been with women like you before.
He was like, I've been with like two girls and like you like have some. I was like,
oh my god. Well, I was telling you, you do have shapely body. What?
It was really gratifying.
That's
I succeeded.
I like that.
I'm trying to get pregnant.
Do you get bread?
I do. Sometimes.
Do you like it?
I've been known to.
Honestly, I like it only if like a furry is doing it to me and he's like, do you want my puppies? And I'm like, yeah. But you know, it's hard to get. It's hard for a straight woman out here in the furry fandom. You know what I mean? It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, and you're also looking for like a faggot.
Yeah.
You want like a femdom.
I want like that guy I met in the hospital who's a bisexual faggot.
To like
they wear a Glossier sweatshirt. Shout out to them. They wear a Glossier sweatshirt. They're extremely gay. They were in Rent.
Yeah.
But I think they're dating a woman, which is cool. Which is fine.
That's
you can
like
be
dream.
A bisexual faggot, but it's just a rare breed, you know?
Well, like you just want like a straight femboy.
I also kind of want.
Or like a straight.
Yeah.
Or, but I think there are, you
see,
don't
there
want
are,
a straight
there are So there are lesbian trans faggot. Women. Why aren't there like straight femboys?
I mean, some. Like. There are.
I just want to date some guy who is like wants
There's
to make
that
cummies
boy on TikTok. Who's like
in my,
I'm in a girl,
my tummy.
But I'm beautiful.
Cummies in my tummy.
He seems a little young for you, though.
Who?
I don't know. Some guy on TikTok. I remember was no. like, yeah, I'm feminine, but I'm into girls.
Oh my god.
But he like looked. He looked faggotier than either of us. So like, I was like, damn girl, you won.
Yeah, that's
like
that's
I can't
victory.
Even. This is definitely not an act to get girls. Like you are really this feminine.
Yeah,
like good for you.
I like that.
Like, cause like sometimes it's like, oh, you put on a skirt. Wow, like
Harry's house.
I don't trust
Harry. Listen,
if you're not like going like
Harry Styles is actually
nasty.
Yeah,
like wearing your mom's dress. Like
Harry Styles is. I'll say it. Doing irreparable harm to the queer community.
Harry Styles' music, I'll say it, is not good.
Why did he...
I just don't think it's...
Let's talk...
I don't think it's bad.
Should
it's
we cover the Grammys and how we knew these institutions were rotten to the core,
but
and we didn't believe it.
Like, I don't know.
Harry's House, that album, I think that we should go to Target and break those LPs in half. We didn't steal them. And then they would say, well, you did destruction of property. And then I would say, that's not violence. And they would say, yeah, but it is illegal. And then they would call the cops. And then they would, like, cuff me and push me on the ground. And then, like, stand on my hair.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. That's not this one. That's not as much as that sounded like I was huffy. That's not what I want.
Well, it's just like.
Filicanti huffy, man.
I just, like, think that, like.
Filicanti.
When you don't talk about it as. It just sounds like you're belittling that experience.
Oh, because, I didn't mean to do that.
Because if people don't know what your life experience
that's
is.
That's true.
It just, well, I guess we probably did that
no,
with
I would
sexual
not.
Violence earlier.
Yeah, I'm not going to belittle that experience because it was my experience. And I survived it, thank God. I don't want to get into that, though.
Yeah. Wait, Harry's house? I don't know. I don't know. What did you expect? Did you expect the Grammys were going to get Beyonce the big Grammy that she's been waiting forever for? Like, at what point is she going to stop? Now that she has the most Grammys, maybe she'll give herself a big enough lead in like two more years, but she's gonna stop submitting at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be really cool if she was just like, not for your consideration.
If Beyonce created her own awards,
I would go.
Beyonce, please.
I would wear a gown.
Like you,
Beyonce, the spirits are here. Does this sound like Beyonce?
The beehive. I don't know. What would you call it? I don't know. Like, but like. I don't know. If you want to... Awards are stupid.
The Lemmys. Like, lemonade.
Unless you actually believe in the people who are giving them away, and then they're meaningful.
Right.
Or
I think that's exactly
prize,
right.
Then they're not stupid.
Ooh,
but, like, a Grammy
prize.
Is just prestige. But
a Grammys are worthless, though.
Prestige. Because, like, saying I have a Grammy is very meaningful in this world.
I have a Grammy.
But...
I wish she was dead.
I have a Nana.
I like that she's
she
alive.
She is clinging on for...
Oh, my
not even
God.
For dear life. Like, she has it by the balls.
She truly is. She's riding life. She's riding it like a reverse cowgirl.
Like my Nana and your mom would actually get along. No. Would they?
My mom's good with old people.
But my Nana is not a normal old person.
That's true. But my mom... But I feel
she's
like
a
Nana...
Jewish old person, so I think she resists being handled.
Oh. Well, I don't think my mom would
just
handle
better
her.
About that.
Though. I think she would.
All old
I think
people
that
are handled. Old people are children.
I know. I think she
handle my parents.
Of course. I think she would be like. I think my mom would be like, "Oh my gosh, I don't know anything about opera," and she'd be like, "Let me tell you. When I was young, I would go to the New York Metropolitan Opera House, or whatever."
She's from
Boston.
She's poor.
They owned a hotel. They owned a hotel. What's the truth? What's the truth?
I don't know.
What's the truth?
Mommy.
They owned a hotel, but it was like a three-star hotel. So like,
and she
guys, she was
in
like
a pickle barrel.
Oh my God, no.
Yes.
Was it full of pickles?
I'm assuming.
Did she go over the falls? Like what? Like. Bitch.
No, actually, she.
Womp womp.
She was born before they did that.
No, she did not.
Yeah.
Which falls?
Niagara.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not as big as, like, you know, the Zambezi or whatever. Where, yeah.
Angel Falls in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe.
We should go to a falls. Is there many? I don't know. My mom did go over. She did get pushed out a window when she was a kid, though. A second story window.
Either my mom or her twin got pushed through a door.
Into what? Another room?
Like out through a glass door.
Oh, Jesus.
You were like through a door frame, you cunt. That's nothing.
My cousin went punched through a glass window.
William?
No.
Stacy? No.
Andy.
Andy?
Yeah, I don't think you've met him.
I have not. Okay.
That man turned into a brick house. Like, he's like 6'5", like 400 pounds of muscle.
Is he single?
I don't
How would you feel if I dated
someone? Date
your
him.
Family?
No, mama. No, because I cut them. I'm done with them. I don't want to deal with them
what
anymore.
What about from your mom's side?
You mean like my gay cousin Alex? Shout out to gay cousin Alex.
No, he's young.
He's
what
a
about
nerd.
Georgie?
He's in med school. He's not that young.
What about Georgie? What if I dated him?
No. He's not going to do that.
You don't know. You don't know what I got. Listen, no, I mean, I don't have anything yet, but...
Well, you don't know what I got. You don't know
I'm manifesting it.
You don't know what I got. Because I cut it in half. No.
I mean, I think there was that one time I had dinner here, and Alex was here, and I was like... And he was not into me, 100%. But I was like...
Maybe he was just like...
Well, I don't know, and I don't care. But I do care, because I do want to be desired by gay people.
Yeah.
Should we stop? Do you want
no,
to
we're
bed?
Good.
But,
I have a question though.
Yeah.
Are we gonna let the dog sleep in our bed?
No.
Okay.
Or do you want to?
No.
Okay.
She takes up too much space. She's okay. She's like, but she might like. I guess we could leave her down here.
And then she'll just come.
My mom always just like I see. My mom's like routine. She goes up. And she's like, come on. And like coaxes her out of the chair.
I'll do that starting tomorrow.
You don't have to do that.
No, yeah. I mean, okay, I have to...
You have to goon and bait? You have to get the jizz out.
Okay,
mama.
It's just like really, like if I go too long without semen in my butt.
You know, since I went off of spironolactone and back on spironolactone, I have been emitting fluid. Is that bad?
What's the...
I went off of it because I wanted to, like, emit fluid. And then I was like, wow, I'm masturbating a lot. And then I got a zit and my hair on my chest turned a little darker and I said, I gotta go back.
You're like, I need to be a...
The girlies are like, you need to go on Prague if you go off spironolactone. But then, like, I talked to my primary care doctor, and I'm always afraid to be like, can I go on another med? Because I'm afraid she'll be like, no. Well, but what is she going to say? Like, no. Like, come on.
I mean, she could say no, but that's not the end of the world. You should talk to her about it.
I'll just buy some from Turkey.
I think...
That's what my friend did. She was on bootleg HRT.
It's one thing to be like on bootleg HRT, but it's another thing to like be messing around. I don't know. I just don't think it's a good idea to be messing around. Like pick something and stick with it, you know?
True. I mean, I do take like 12 medications.
Yeah. So maybe not.
Isn't that wild and dangerous?
I
don't know, but like no one's like talking to me like, okay, so like in a couple months we're gonna wean you off. It's like, oh no, you're on the green moth for life, baby. You're on the green moth. Honestly, I saw the green moth at the DC Natural History Museum and I worshipped. I was like, thank you, green moth. Thank you so much for helping me sleep.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Okay, do you want to sign off?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Nathy Peluso, Office Hours, ending our office hours a little late tonight. But you know what? We're here for you.
A lot of content.
It's all for
Anna's
you.
Anna's going to try and make this into something.
Okay, do you want to play like a little ditty?
I did okay. The Annihilation.
Oh, fabulous. Do it again. Okay, this is Anna signing off.
I gotta go poopy.
And do you want to say your name? Not your Christian name.
What name should I say?
your name is like Arnold
Edith Baxter.
Oh, Edith P.F. Baxter.
Yep.
You're Arnold Kozol Schmendrick Voital.
Anyone's going to be able to find out who I... Like, if they know me, I don't know. Just, like... And I'm...
All right, I'm going to pause.
I just got to go.
Five, I gotta go poop. I four, can't. Three, two...